I conceived an instant dislike for him. It was not only his manner and his words, but the look of him. He was big, as big as I was, slim-hipped and broad-shouldered. But he was also damned handsome. He had bright grey eyes and one of those clean-cut faces beneath fair hair that make you think of moral Norse gods, too splendid altogether to be in the company of the beauty beside him. I started to say something, but he barked at me again, and then the women came to my aid.
"Oh, let him be, Otto," says she. "Can't you see he's a gentleman?"
I would have thanked her gratefully, but at that moment there were heavy feet on the pavement, and a grave voice inquiring if the gentleman had seen anyone running through the square. The peelers were on the scent again, and this time I was cornered. But before I could move or speak, the lady had seated herself in the coach and hissed,
"Get up off the floor, you booby!"
I obeyed, in spite of my leg, and dropped, gasping, into the seat beside her. And then her companion, damn his eyes, was saying, "Here's your man, constable. Arrest him, if you please." A police sergeant poked his head in the door, surveyed us, and said to the fair man, doubtfully, "This gentleman, sir? Of course, who else?" Well, the bobby was puzzled, seeing me sitting there large as life. "Are you sure, sir?" The fair man rapped out another foreign oath and said of course he was sure. He called the sergeant a fool.
"Oh, stop it, Otto," says the lady suddenly. "Really, sergeant, it's too bad of him. He's making game of you. This gentleman is with us."
"Rosanna," the fair man looked outraged, "what are you thinking of?"
"Sergeant, I...
Don't play the fool, Otto," says I, taking my cue and delighted to have my hand squeezed by the lady. "Come on, man, get in and let's be off home. I'm tired." He gave me a look of utter fury, and then a fine altercation broke out between him and the sergeant, which the Lady Rosanna seemed to find vastly amusing. The coachee and another constable joined in, and then suddenly the sergeant, who had been frowning oddly in my direction while the sergeant raged, stuck his head into the coach again and says, "Wait a minute, I know you, don't I? You're Captain Flashman, be God." I admitted it, and he swore and slapped his fist. "The hero of Jalalabad," cried he. I smiled modestly at Miss Rosanna, who was looking at me wide-eyed. "The defender of Piper's Fort," cries the sergeant. "Well, well," says I, "it's all right, sergeant." "The Hector of Afghanistan," cries the sergeant, who evidently studied the press. "Damn he, well, here's a go." He was beaming all over his face, which didn't suit my denouncer at all. Angrily he demanded that I be arrested. "He is a fugitive," he declared. "He invaded our coach without permission." "I don't give a damn if he invaded Buckingham Palace without permission," says the sergeant, turning back to me. "Corporal Webster, sir, 3rd Guards under Major MacDonald at Hougoumont, sir." "Honoured to know you, sergeant," says I, shaking his hand. "Honour's mine, sir, indeed it is. Now then, you, sir, let's have no more of this. You're not English, are you?"
"I am a Prussian officer," says the man called Otto, "and I demand—"
"Captain Flashman is a British officer, so you don't demand nothink," says the sergeant. "Now then, let's have no trouble."